good to have resources. So are there any resources that people can find if they do need mental help, either through a therapist? Is there like a 1-800 line or something? Like, where do you send people that?
So to find a therapist in your area, I like psychologytoday.com, actually. You can search by zip code, and then you can also search by topic. And most people will have a bio and a picture, and you get a little bit of a feel for who they are before you reach out. And that's a great way to connect and see who's in your area.
Because it's a very personal style, even though their therapist might not jive with your style. So right. You have to find the right one who's a good fit, right? Because if you're going to spend time with that person, then you need to be comfortable.
Right. And if you're feeling, you know, secure and brave enough, ask a few trusted people, because guaranteed people you know people who've been in therapy or in therapy themselves, and word of mouth's another great way to find a good therapist.
That's true, too. Yeah. That's always a good way. Let's go back to, as we finish up, the happy to help concept. What other advice would you give to people as to why we should volunteer, and even especially when maybe when you're retired or your kids are out of the house, it's a good way to meet new people and open up new areas of your life that you might not have explored before, right?
Right. All of those things are good. And purpose. And we know that in order to live longer, healthier lives, you know, purpose is a really important component of that. And so, to recognize, again, like any of these things we're talking about, stepping out of your comfort zone, it's going to be scary. And you may imagine, I have no idea what to expect. I'm going to, you know, just take that step. One step. Try it one time. If you don't like it, you never have to go back. But just give it a try. And you can always try something else. And so just dive into where you feel your curiosity, your interest lies.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shonda. I'm very grateful for your time today. And get the book and breathe, empower, achieve, and get started today.
Great to talk with you, Nicole.
Bye. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year, for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A plane carrying 200 Americans from Wuhan, the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, is now on its way to the March Air Reserve Base in Riverside, California. The plane made an overnight refueling stop in Alaska. The state's chief medical officer saying everyone on board received a clean bill of health. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive. That was very impressive, Mike. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday, huh? I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again. The Pentagon now saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. Initial reports right after the missile strike were that there were no American deaths and no American injuries. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Out promoting her upcoming memoir titled Open Book, pop star Jessica Simpson really opens up about her struggles with alcoholism, discussing some of the difficult issues in an interview that aired this morning on NBC's Today Show.
I had started a spiral, and I couldn't catch up with myself. I was just, like, spiraling, chasing my tail. And that was with alcohol.
Her memoir hit shelves on February 4th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pointing out the work of Democrats in the U.S.-Mexico-China trade agreement that President Trump is signing this morning. She said that what the president is signing is a lot better because Democrats added protections for labor as well as the environment. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson is praising Kobe Bryant as a great husband, father, and basketball player. Johnson spoke about the former.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy here with Weikert Realtors in Flemington, New Jersey on Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Larry McAfee, my co-host, alternating every other Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, is the proprietor of Home Team Inspections. So hopefully you get the chance to listen in every other week. Right now, I'm going to give you an update on the forecast. Today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high of 42. Mostly clear with a low around 20 tonight. Increasing clouds with a high about 37 on Thursday. Then mostly cloudy with a low around 24 Thursday night. Mostly sunny with a high of 42 on Friday. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 30 Friday night. Chance of rain and snow between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Then a chance of rain